kind of about the past. So. So anyway, I'll just get started. My name is Luke Mackin. I'm a senior software engineer at Red Hat. I work on Fedora. And about to talk about Moksha. And about a year ago at the last FUDCon, I gave a presentation on Moksha, and it was really very high level, very hand wavy. And you know, we had an idea of what we wanted to accomplish, and we had some proof of concepts, but we really didn't have anything nailed down at that time. So these slides, the beginning dozen or so slides, are from my initial talk, and I'm just going to haul through them so you can get an idea of where we were coming from a year ago when we created this. So basically the question is, why do we need this? Well, we have a ton of services within Fedora that we've written, and each one of them is their own black box, and they don't really have much communication with each other. So what we needed was a unified dashboard to bring all these services together. And ideally, we wanted to bring it and make it highly interactive and real time. So I'm just going to haul through these. These are from a year ago, and most of them are still pretty relevant. But basically, all right, what is Moksha? Well, it can be a platform, framework, language, hub, community. Now, those were some of the initial concepts, and some of the goals that we had behind Moksha, what we wanted to do with it. In essence, we needed a platform for wielding data from arbitrary locations. So the main focuses were data aggregation, data interpretation, persistence, visualization. And we also wanted it to be highly scalable, and we wanted to be able to throw it at a cloud or any sort of environment, have it work, even if it's just local on your laptop. So how did we go about accomplishing this? Well, we created Moksha, and here are some of the features of Moksha. This is from a year ago, and it's still pretty relevant. So at its core, it's a plugin-driven framework. So, you know, it really doesn't do much out of the box. You have to plug things into it, obviously. So it provides a lot of features. I won't go through each one of these in too detail, as you'll see later on, but these features are pretty solid today, and you know, there's plenty of other things that it does that we pulled out into separate modules. So it's very, very modular now. So the technology behind Moksha, this is actually pretty, this is still the same. And you know, Moksha's written in TurboGears 2, which is a Python web framework. You can also run TurboGears 2 apps within Moksha, and you can also use Moksha within TurboGears 2. So it's an interesting relationship that we have. AMQP is a big part of this too. It's the Advanced Message Queuing Protocol, as I'm sure all of you know. And Moksha should be able to interact with both RabbitMQ and Cupid brokers. I haven't tested RabbitMQ support recently, but in Moksha, there's actually, I was trying to get it to work with RabbitMQ. So Moksha has support for a lot of different AMQP libraries, AMQP lib, Cupid 08, Cupid 010, and so they can all be swapped in and out depending on what kind of broker you're using. It also speaks the stomp message protocol, which I'll get into later. It's written in Python, and it utilizes Orbited, and Orbited gives us the real-time socket in the browser. So it's basically, I mean, a socket in the browser, and there's a server-side proxy that allows you to connect from your browser to other services, whether it be IRC, AMQP broker, or whatever. So it's a proxy that allows your browser to communicate pretty much directly with these services. jQuery is, you know, what I prefer personally. There's nothing that forces you to use it within it. You can use any sort of JavaScript library that you use. And JS.io is a project that kind of stemmed out of Orbited, where they implement protocols in JavaScript. So the stomp protocol is implemented in JavaScript. IRC is implemented in JavaScript. J5 implemented AMQP, which you'll see a little bit later. And this allows your browser to speak the native protocol of the service that it's communicating with. So bringing it up to the present, what's changed in a year? Well, we have many solid proofs of concept. Our purpose is kind of more solidified. You know, we just want to, I want Moksha to be at its core, plug-in driven, real-time web architecture. And, you know, already we have tons of great plugins, everything from resource connectors to, you know, grids and graphs and all sorts of things. But at its core, I want Moksha to be slim, plug-in driven, real-time web architecture. And as I mentioned, you know, it's really modular now. We've been pulling all these, we did a lot of stuff initially, and, you know, to get everything working. Now we're pulling it all out into little components. And in that, we've also lowered the barrier for entry. We support both RPM installations and virtual EMV. We have quick start templates that allow you to spit out various components with a single command and get them up and running without writing a single line of code, which I'll show you in a little bit. Integrated with TurboGears 2 pretty tightly, we now have 100% AMQP support, thanks to J5's JavaScript bindings. We have an API and an actual test suite now. And there are two pretty awesome applications built using Moksha now, which I'll show you a little bit later, Fedora Community and Civics. That zero is not supposed to be there. So let me show you a little bit about the architecture of Moksha. This is kind of how it's laid out. Basically, a request comes in and hits the WSGI servers. And in there, we have a whole stack of middleware. That's where TurboGears lives. And we have a lot of great functionality within there. And for the case of a live widget, you request the widget, and then you render it in your browser. And your browser would connect up through Orbited, let's say, to the message broker. And that connection would stay open the whole time the browser's on that page. And you have low latency server push communication. The Moksha Hub is an interesting part of this. It sits outside the whole web stack, and Moksha gives you a simple producer-consumer API. So, as I'll show you in a few minutes, you can easily write a consumer for a given message queue that runs code whenever a message comes in. You can write a producer that wakes up every couple seconds and does some stuff. And it's meant to be extremely flexible. Here's what the middleware stack looks like. It's a lot to take in, but basically, TurboGears is kind of that middle layer. That's what TurboGears provides out of the box, TG2. And Moksha sits below that layer. On top of everything, Moksha also adds lots of other useful pieces of middleware, such as profiling, cross-site request forgery protection, resource connectors, extension points. Those are all like plugins on top of Moksha that we use within Fedora Community. I won't get into too much detail with those, but below TurboGears and above your application is the Moksha middleware. And the middleware is, when it loads up, it basically loads all apps and widgets that are installed. And it's a plugin architecture, so you can install a separate package that provides a widget that resides on a certain entry point. And it uses the setup tool's entry points within Python, if any of you know that. So you can install it, and Moksha will find it, will load it. And for the case of apps and widgets, it will actually mount them so you can get to them via /widgets/name/apps/name. And it also allows other apps and widgets to get to those other widgets without leaving. So what's an app? When I say app, basically talking about TurboGears 2. And TurboGears 2, I'm not going to get into it. I've given talks on it before. I could talk for days about it, but they have great docs. And one of the main developers is going around the country now giving tutorials, and he gave me his code the other day. I actually built it and published it. So that's actually a great resource, that second URL. And the beginning of that tutorial starts with an existing database, and you write code that generates SQL Alchemy models from that existing DB. And that's how they start. And then from there, you write widgets to view and edit the models. And it's really a great introduction. So also, when I say app, it could mean a controller, and this is a TurboGears controller. And Moksha allows you to kind of provide controllers without everything else that TurboGears provides. You know, it's just a simple API. If you go to /app/index.html, it will render that Mako template with whatever variables you pass it and send it back. If you go to /index.json, TurboGears will automatically return the JSON data instead of HTML. So it's pretty flexible. And as you can see, we take advantage of, there's a couple decorators on there, one being validate. And that's Foreman code.